From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is Oakland ballet dancer Ashley Tapia. Hey, Ashley.
Hey.
Ashley is performing in the Dancing Moons Festival, a celebration of Asian American and Pacific Islander choreographers. It is an amazing show. Catch it at the Presidio Theater in San Francisco on April 7th and 8th. And right now we're going to hear Ashley's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do at home and around the Bay. First up is Frolic at the Live Oak Theater in Berkeley. The production features new works by five LGBTQ+ dancers. It's part of the Queering Dance Festival, and the festival highlights the creativity of the LGBTQ+ dance community in the East Bay. Ashley, what is something you're looking forward to at this show?
So I've never actually been to this festival before, but I heard that Aaliyah Baker is choreographing, and her work focuses on decolonizing ballet through the lens of Black queer subjectivity. So that is so necessary, and I'm really excited to see her work because she's actually setting a piece on Oakland Ballet for our May production. So get a taste of what she's choreographing. So I'm gonna go.
Oh, okay. Oh, that sounds cool. And I understand, too, there's another choreographer, Hector Jaime, I hope I pronounced their name right, and Carmina Marquez, and they're doing something called Coronices and Petalos de Rosa. It's on love, and it's inspired by one of my favorite stories, which is like Water for Chocolate. So that I definitely want to see. That's Frolic at the Live Oak Theater in Berkeley on April 1st and April 2nd. Your next pick is Understory in Oakland. This restaurant is run by mostly queer workers and volunteers of color. Their menu features Filipino, Moroccan, and Mexican cuisines. The menu constantly changes for the chefs so they can experiment with flavors and give their own spin on dishes. One of their core values is to support communities of color in the food industry. Now, Ashley, tell us, what do you order? What's your favorite dish there? Why should we check this place out?
So yeah, their dishes change based on this season. And I went about a year ago. So I don't know if this dish still exists, but I got this really good vegan chicken wing with this Burmese curry glaze on top. And it was yeah, really good.
it was a vegan chicken wing.
It was a vegan chicken wing with Burmese curry.
Okay. I think you can't go wrong. Filipino, Moroccan, and Mexican food, that's all good. So I think you can't go wrong with that.
No.
That's the restaurant Understory in downtown Oakland. And your final pick is Never Have I Ever on Netflix. The story follows Devi Vishwakumar, an Indian-American teenager who wants to become popular. Didn't most of us want to become popular when we were teens? But her family and friends are not making it easy for her. And Devi deals with issues of grief and identity throughout the show. It's loosely based on comedian Mindy Kaling's childhood experiences. Love, Mindy. Ashley, tell us more about this show and what you like about it.
It's a really fun coming-of-age show through the lens of Devi, who's an American Indian teenager, and it really resonated with me because you rarely see South Asian representation on TV. So my family and I get together and we love watching this show together because, yeah, we can just relate hardcore.
I've heard good things about this show. Mindy is she's such a brilliant writer and just a brilliant artist, and I'm glad to see that there's more representation. It needs to be more. Everybody wants to see themselves reflected in art. That's what I always say. That's Never Have I Ever, and you can stream that on Netflix. I've been speaking with ballet dancer Ashley Tapia. She'll be performing in the Dancing Moons Festival at the Presidio Theater in San Francisco on April 7th and April 8th. It's a beautiful production. Go see it. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by Gonady Joe Johnson. I'm Janae Darton.